This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Mental Health and Stress Management channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, once again, we are speaking with Sherrianna Boyle, the author of four books, Powered by Me for Educators Pre-K to 12th Grade, 2012, The Everything Parents Guide to Overcoming Childhood Anxiety, 2013, The Four Gifts of Anxiety, 2014, and Choosing Love, available for pre-order on Amazon now. She also has her own television show called Thriving for Anxiety and has been published in over 25 articles and featured in Psychology Today, as well as Mantra Yoga and Health Magazine all this year. Her book, The Four Gifts of Anxiety, has been endorsed and bookshelved by the National Alliance for Mental Health. Sherrianna, certainly a privilege to have you back with us today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, thank you so much, Eric. My pleasure.
The pleasure is certainly ours to have you back as well. So, Sherrianna, it seems the focus of your writing has been mainly on anxiety. Can you tell us what makes you so passionate about this subject matter?
What makes me so passionate, it's several things. And one is the feedback that I get from clients, seeing the work really being effective. I wrote The Four Gifts of Anxiety really based on, gosh, years and years of study and trial and error and trying different things with clients and on myself and my family. And I really kind of teased out what I didn't feel was as helpful. And I put together a three-phase process with tools and techniques in each one. And it's absolutely blowing my mind how effective it is. It's incredible and how simple it is as well. My passion also comes from someone who suffered from terrible anxiety as a child when I was growing up, as an adult. It really manifested in my adulthood. I think in my childhood I was really in a coping, survival state. And then it wasn't until I was married with my own children and career that I realized that I hadn't really ever addressed it, and it was bubbling up in different ways because I had the knowledge, but I felt like it was still debilitating me, and it was leading to some health issues, and it was leading to relationship issues, and I was at that point that I went on some medication, which ended up going into five different medications in 1 year. And then I got that phone call from your doctor that said, look, now your liver levels are off, and now we've got another issue. And I thought, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore. I need to find another way. And that's when my studying kicked in, and I really has been such a blessing for me, honestly. And so my passion comes from personal as well as professional experiences and just a drive to help other people and just feeling like a real calling to this work.
Now, you say anxiety is a gift. Can you tell us more about that? I'd certainly love to hear your take on that.
I do believe it's a gift, and in that, my belief in that is absolutely becoming stronger and stronger as I work with people. Had I never had those experiences with the symptoms of anxiety, you know, the stress, the self-doubt, the insecurity, the breakdown, feeling I was really tired a lot, and I don't think that symptom is talked about. I was always exhausted. I could keep myself going. I could push myself, but ultimately I would be exhausted, and that felt awful to me. But had I never went through that, what I realize now is that the symptoms were trying to tell me something, right? It wasn't that there was something wrong with me that I needed to fix. There was something that I needed to know, Eric, and that's what I do when I listen to my clients now, and I teach classes on anxiety. It's called Gift Focused Living. I really listen from that lens. I don't look for the problem anymore when I work with people at all. I know that they're on the brink of an awakening, as was I, and I support them in being able to see it in that light. And when they do, it's amazing how much their growth accelerates and how empowered they become by the process. So had I never had those symptoms, I never would have discovered not just the tools, but the level of wisdom and the awareness and the sense of purpose that I received from all of this, and that really the sense of guidance has been one of my greatest blessings. I realized that the symptoms were attempting to show me that there was information for me there. There was guidance that was wanting to be delivered, and I couldn't hear it, and I couldn't see it, and I couldn't feel it, and I felt sort of always indecisive, you know, wavering from, am I doing the right thing, am I not? And it wasn't until I addressed these symptoms in this way that I lay out in the book, and I started to really learn how to release them, that a whole new world opened up. And with that came very higher consciousness information. And quite honestly, Eric, I'm going to be frank with you, I have extremely strong faith as a result of it. And I feel a very strong relationship to my higher consciousness, to my personal higher power, to God consciousness. And I'm able to see the God consciousness in others. I don't know what is a greater gift, really. So I write about some of the gifts in the book. I write about some of the gifts other people have received beside my personal experiences. And I teach classes, and honestly, it doesn't take much. By the second, third class of a four-class series, people are starting to see it. They're starting to see what's behind the fear. And they're starting to realize that they're on a journey, and it's their soul's journey, and that the symptoms were attempting to just redirect them back on track again. And once they realize that, their life opens up in a whole new way, and they stop taking things so personally, and they stop feeling so beaten down or defeated, and they become really interested and excited about, wow, okay, I get it. Now what's next? Tell me more. And fortunately and unfortunately, sometimes tell me more means you got to listen to the discomfort. And much of that has been labeled by the term anxiety.
Yeah, the passion certainly comes out when you speak about anxiety, and especially in that way. Can you give us an idea of how someone would transform anxiety into a gift?
Well, in the book, I talk about a three-phase process. I talk about the first phase is uplifting your energy, and that means you have to get your energy moving, because what we know now is our symptoms are a form of energy. They are a form of vibration in the body, and when they're low frequency, they have very little movement in your body, and it's this lack of movement that creates these distortions in how we see the world. Not only does it create distortions in our perception, but it creates distortions of our energy. And so when you do attempt to try higher consciousness tools such as meditation, such as breathing, such as prayer, what happens is you're attempting these tools, but they're meeting a distorted body. And it feels like, I'm trying, everybody tells me to try, I'm trying those things and they just don't work for me. I just can't do it, kind of thing. So I teach yoga, I've been teaching for 14 years, and I see people making progress, but not the progress that they really had hoped for. And so what I realized in the journey was people weren't making the connection that you need to uplift your energy first. You have to get it moving. And a lot of that is just the intention and little tools that really help your brain to get on board, because a lot of our brains, it's almost like, I think of it as like a switchboard where the electrical currents have been shut off. so I teach people how to get those, how to get the energy flowing again and get your circuits on board. And that's through simple movement exercises that they can do that are in the book. And then we start to incorporate the breathing and visualization. I'm a huge fan of, as far as the second phase, which is purification, learning how to release the symptoms by visualization, because visualizing allows you to tap into your subconscious body, which is where a lot of these beliefs about yourself and the world are housed. They're really not in our everyday awareness. They're housed in the subconscious mind. We don't even know they're playing. It's like having a recording playing all the time, and you just have no idea that it's playing. So as soon as we become aware and we start to work with that part of ourselves, and we start to align ourselves to the vibration of love, which is what my next book's about, Choosing Love, and then everything starts to change. Our vibration changes, the distortions no longer become distorted, energy moves, and then when we attach higher consciousness tools such as meditation and prayer and visualization, then the energy comes through so clear, and we're really able to receive the guidance that was there all along, and we feel inspired by our own energy, and then a whole new relationship starts to evolve. We start to realize how extremely valuable this is, and really unlimited possibilities when it comes to working with your own energetic system and your vibration. So that's just a brief. They can look at the book for that to get the specific tools, and it works.
Today we are with Sherrianna Boyle once again, who is a stress coach, energy practitioner at the Lyme Center Cape Cod Whole Health Center, and the author of four books here on eHealth Radio's Mental Health and Stress Management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Continuing on, Sherrianna, what kind of success have you had with this?
Oh, I've had great success, and I'm excited. I'm now working at the Lyme Center with some of the toughest cases of anxiety that you'll ever get. Lyme disease, anyone who has a autoimmune disease, we know that comes with great deal of anxiety, and I'm loving it. I'm working with some real severe cases now, people who have had real trauma to the body, emotional trauma. I seem to attract the heavy hitters, and there's days I think to myself, oh my gosh, just when I think something is so challenging, then the next one comes along. But the bottom line is it never fails, the system. And because I practice this myself, which I think is the most important piece when you go to a practitioner, is that they themselves practice what they preach, and they themselves take full responsibility for their own energy. My successes have been people with multiple diagnoses, and really they think they're so broken, and they feel almost embarrassed by the layers that they present. And when I start to go in and support them in moving through these symptoms, what amazes me is how much I often find these individuals to be one step away from an awakening. And they really are spiritual beings, and I can see the light almost immediately once they begin to release. And I realize that underneath this belief system and these symptoms is a really powerful human being, and they don't even know it. So this happens over and over, Eric. It just blows my mind. I've written about it more in Choosing Love, because the four gifts really lays the foundation for people. Choosing Love is, okay, well, now what? I get it. I get how to clear my symptoms. I understand what you're saying. but then what? Where do I go with this? And that's why I wrote Choosing Love, because I'm really bringing in this, really the miracle of it all, and a new way to look at love, an expanded way to look at love, not so based on conditions or beliefs that you have to earn it or you have to, people have it, some people don't, some people want more of it, but that's all, I'm really, really taking some time to dissemble that and plant some new seeds for society and for families, for the world, that love is so much more than that, and I've learned that by working with my clients.
And speaking of your latest book, share a little bit about that, Choosing Love, your latest book out there.
Yeah, Choosing Love. I will tell you, it took a while for this book to come into existence because I had written out the idea. The publishers loved it, but they weren't picking it up. And I thought, well, what do I need to do? I had written about this book about 6 times. Finally, they came to me and they said, listen, we want you to tell your story. You have such a great story, and you haven't really shared it in your other books to the degree that you could share it, and I really think people could be inspired by where you've been and where you are now. Would you be willing to start to bring that in? So Choosing Love is very different than the other books. It's about my personal journey from fearful living to fearless loving. And again, I do incorporate a lot of tools and techniques for so other people can learn how to do it. But I really, honestly, I kind of lay it all out, Eric. I let people know that, you know, I'm human and I've been through quite a bit myself as a child, and that manifested later in life. But I think what my hope is that people will see that anybody can do this. You don't have to be rich. You don't have to be, have this amazing IQ. You don't have, I'm just a regular old person that's had a lot of life experiences. And so my hope is that they can see themselves in some of the experiences that I've had. And also I've shared experiences of some of my clients so that I can widen that for them. But it's really about a journey from being completely fearful, living in fear to fearless and loving fearlessly. So I hope that they, your viewers, pre-order that. It's well worth the pre-order, as well as the 4 Gifts of Anxiety, of course, which has been out for almost a little less than a year.
Now, I was about to ask you, where can our listeners not only be in touch, get more information, but how can they best find your books as well?
Well, they can go to my website. That's going to be where the easiest place, and that is Sherianna, www.sherianna, Sherianna, Boyle, Boyle.com, and that's where they can buy the books right off the site, and you can get the books anywhere. You can get them on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, your favorite local bookstore. Anywhere that you want to buy a book, it's pretty much available for your viewers.
Well, Sherianna, certainly has been a joy to have had you back with us. Always good to speak with you, and thanks once again for your time today here on eHealth Radio.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We've been speaking with Sherianna Boyle, who is a stress coach energy practitioner at the Lyme Center Cape Cod Whole Health Center, and also the author of 4 books, the latest, Choosing Love. And once again, the website of reference is SherianaBoyle.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Mental Health and Stress Management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.